It's the 25th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough's local plan 2030 affordable housing targets continue to be missed, according to a report shared at a recent council meeting. The plan says that 30% of specified housing should consist of affordable stock. The team leader for housing policy, development and viability, Tracy Barrett, explained that 80% of average private rent is defined as affordable rent. Councillor Ben Foley commented that we have a definition of affordable that actually isn't affordable for very many people. The highest percentages of affordable housing were reached between 2019 and 2023, averaging close to 27%. Storm Bert brought down a large tree yesterday morning on top of a parked vehicle, blocking a portion of the A6 between Radwell Road and New Road in Milton Ernest. Bedford Borough Council said it was one of many trees brought down across the area and, at the time, were searching for a contractor to clear it from the road. Parking at Bedford Hospital has suddenly become far more expensive as their weekly £15 parking plan is discontinued. This means that regular visitors to the hospital will now be forced to pay as much as £12 per day, an amount close to the previous weekly rate. Bedfordshire Hospital NHS Foundation Trust, which runs both Bedford and Luton and Dunstable hospitals, cited increasing expenses involved in operating its leased car parks. Liam Mannion, who completed the London Marathon to raise funds for the Captain Tom Foundation, has said he has no regrets in helping the now disgraced charity. The 66-year-old Mannion did, however, admit that under current circumstances, another fundraiser would be out of the question due to the charity being tarnished. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.